Well, the cantaloupe grows here, and the muskmelon and the honeydew.
What's the difference between the muskmelon and the cantaloupe?
The texture and the flavor and the type of rind and the color of the inside, and they're two completely different types of melons. Just like papaya is called a melon. But actually it isn't. It's ficus. It's a member of the fig family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a brother to the fig, also the rubber plant,
mm-hmm.
and also the mulberry tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty jumbled up family.
Mm-hmm. Which is bigger, muskmelon or cantaloupe?
Well, there again, you did... it depends on the variety. Most varieties of the muskmelon will have a tendency to produce a little larger than the cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. Are they the same shape?
Generally, they're almost round. They're somewhat ovoid.
Mm-hmm.
Globular. The muskmelon are all smooth skinned, and cantaloupes, most of them have ridging of one degree or another on the skin,
mm-hmm.
and they come from different origins. The muskmelon, if I remember right, is Persian
mm-hmm.
Origin, and the cantaloupe, I believe, is African.
A yellow crooked neck vegetable, that'd be a...
It'd be a squash.
Are there different kinds?
There's... four or five varieties of the crooked neck yellow, and they've developed a straight neck yellow,
mm-hmm.
and there's three or four strains of it. Actually, they're either hybridized strains or natural mutations.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are natural mutations.
Mm-hmm.
They've selected those had characteristics they wanted and saved them for seed stock.
Mm-hmm. What about the...
Well, the genetics and the chromosome count and whatnot all carries right on through.
Mm-hmm. Say, something you make pie out of at Thanksgiving, a big orange thing.
Pumpkin?
And
here they call them pumpkins and they call them pumpkins both.
Which would you call it?
Well, when I was a kid, I called them pumpkins because I didn't know them different. Now I call them a pumpkin.
And a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods or fields after it rains.
Well, kiddo, that is dynamite. If you don't know how to pick them, it's a damn good way to end up dead in a hurry. You're getting into belladonna and nightshade and things of that sort that are deadly as cyanide. Mushroom family is what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
There are literally thousands and thousands of them. See, that's the spore development, the blossom on the fungi.
Uh-huh.
And it's the biggest, the fungi are the biggest family of problems that we're dealing with in plants. We're dealing with 20 million different kinds right now that we have classified and identified. We're working with 900,000 different kinds of cultures on groups.
Mm-hmm.
Where that covers that 20 million pretty well. One group, you never find a pure strain. There's always invariably a complex.
Mm-hmm.